He's trying to bring back the nickel soda pop. He's Jason Kirkman from southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin with great music and family-styled entertainment. He's right here and he's right now on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Hello and welcome once again to a reminiscent and fun-filled hour of heartwarming music from America's fantastic age of the nickel soda pop. I am Jason Kirkman, that guy who is optimistically realistic that we can indeed bring back the nickel soda pop. You know that it's not a beverage, it's a concept about the way of life we enjoyed and shared right here in this great country of ours. I plan on playing some great tunes this hour that I hope will inspire you to remember those great days gone by and the goodness and kindness we shared with one another way back then. You're listening to the Jason Kirkman Show from Studio 312 in southern New Mexico's Tularosa Basin. It's where the cowboys still meet every morning for breakfast, just to take advantage of the opportunity to wink at the pretty waitresses. It's true. I've personally witnessed it. So now it's time to grab a cold glass of your favorite chilled soda, or tea if you prefer. Kick back in that favorite chair of yours. Turn the volume up just a little bit. Close your eyes and think of the way it used to be and can be again. Let's get started right now on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, I went to a dance the other night. Everybody went stag. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. Once it happened, well, the prettiest in this world. Please, won't you come over and talk to me and be my girl? I said, won't you come over and talk to me and be my girl? Please, won't you come over and talk to me and be my girl? Said that she was sorry that I was a little bit late. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady date. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady date. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady date. Her heart was broken, all of my life where had she been? But I'll try over and over and over and over again. I'll try over and over and over and over again. I will try over and over and over and over again.
That was Over and Over by Bobby Day. Here's Rocket 88 by the infamous Ike Turner.
You women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow.
Mm-hmm.
jump in my rocket and don't be late. Baby, we're pulling out about half past eight. Going round the corner and get a bill. Everybody in my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
Here's that gentleman that invented the blue suede shoes, Carl Perkins, with Gone, Gone, Gone.
Well, that must be my gal. You don't look like that. Well, that must be my gal. You don't look like that. I know my baby, she's so round and fat. Well, gone, gone, gone.
Hi, my name is Seth, and you're listening to my dad on the Jason Kirkman Show.
Every man has a flaming star, a flaming star over his shoulder. And when a man sees his flaming star, he knows his time has come. Flaming star, don't shine on me, flaming star. Flaming star, keep behind me, flaming star. There's a lot of living I gotta do. Give me time to make a few dreams come true. Flaming star.
Flaming star.
When I ride, I feel that flaming star. That flaming star. My shoulder, and so I ride in front of that flaming star, never looking around, never looking around. Flaming star, don't shine on me, flaming star. Flaming star, keep behind me, flaming star. There's a lot of living I gotta do. Give me time to make a few dreams come true. Flaming star.
Flaming star.
One fine day,
flaming star, that flaming star over my shoulder. And when I see that old flaming star, I'll know my time has come. Flaming star, don't shine on me, flaming star. Flaming star, keep behind me, flaming star. There's a lot of living I gotta do. Give me time to make a few dreams come true.
That was from Flaming Star, a 1960 Western film starring Elvis Presley and Barbara Eden, based on the book Flaming Lance in 1958 by Claire Huffaker. Critics agreed that Presley gave one of his best acting performances as the mixed-blood Pacer Burton, a dramatic role. The film was directed by Don Siegel and had a working title of Black Star. The movie reached number 12 on the box office charts. Here's Little Richard with Keepin' Knockin'. Change the pace up a little bit. Here's a tune from Etta James, I'd Rather Go Blind.
I was just sitting there thinking. was on my face, yeah. Walk away from me, yeah. Ooh. Baby, 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 I'd rather be blind.
Hey, Mr. McGann, this car had the Sky Teeth pump.
Yes, what about it, Fillmore?
Well, the driver is a chimpanzee.
Well, of course he's a chimp. Fillmore? We Texaco dealers made a solemn promise to give every customer our check and double check service. And there's absolutely no mention on this promise about it not applying to chimpanzees. Now, you get started and I'll talk to the driver. Sorry about the delay, sir, but my assistant is checking your oil, water, battery, windshield, and double checking.
That's my chimpanzee you're talking to.
Oh, then you're the driver of this car.
Of course, he's not old enough to drive.
Oh, I guess it was the wrinkles that fooled me.
That was an old Texaco commercial from 1960. Did you recognize that voice? Don't tell me you didn't recognize that voice. Hey, I asked you not to tell me that you didn't recognize that voice. That was none other than Don Adams. You might remember him as Maxwell Smart. Here's Big Mama Thornton with You Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You told me you was high class, but I can see through that. Yes, you told me you was high class, but I can see through that. And Daddy, I know you ain't no real cool cat. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. We snooping around the door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more. Oh, brother, oh, listen to the more hound dog.
The back develops character, especially if it's administered young enough and often enough and certainly low enough. You're listening to the Jason Kirtman Show.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway. where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me. Like a subway token and a dollar tucked inside my shoe. There'll be a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me. Like a
hasn't wanted to be a rhinestone cowboy at one time or another, right? That was Glenn Campbell. Coming up now, one of my favorite tunes, Mr. Jackie Wilson, Mr. Excitement himself, from 1959 with You Better Know It.
Well, I want you to run to me, baby, and run with all your might. I wanna love you, pretty baby, till the broad daylight. Wanna thrill you, pretty mama, till the sun don't shine. Satisfy your soul before I lose my mind. You better know it.
You better know it, cause it's me and you.
You better know it. And I want you to belong to me. If diseases go together like a road with bumps, then I've got the measles and you've got the mumps. You'd better know it.
You'd better know it. It's me.
Yeah, you'd better know it.
You'd better know it.
You'd better know it
for the rest of your life.
You better listen to me and you better hear what I say. Come along. You plainly see, but come on,
come on,
come on,
come on,
come on.
This used to be one of my favorite gags when I was in high school. Here's Abbott and Costello with You're Not Here.
You're here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Who said you were here?
What do you mean, I'm here? Of course I'm here.
You wouldn't want to bet on it.
You want to bet me that I'm... Are you crazy or something?
I'll bet you you're not here.
You want to bet me money?
Oh. $10 says you're not here.
Well, that's a bet, chump. Come on, put it up.
Hey, you can hold it, too.
$10.
You want to... That you're not here.
All right. Go on, prove it that I'm not here. Come on.
You're not in Chicago, are you?
Why, certainly not.
No. You're not in Philadelphia, are you?
No.
You're not in St. Louis, are you?
Of course not.
Well, now, wait a minute. If you're not in Chicago, you're not in Philadelphia, and you're not in St. Louis, you must be someplace else.
That's right.
Well, if you're someplace else, you can't be here.
No.
That's all.
Hey, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to pull that on my boss.
Sure.
He needs a little humor.
Sure,
that's all right. You know what it is.
Yeah.
Hey, does the mouse know about this?
Oh, he don't know anything.
He don't know anything?
No.
I'll pull it on him.
Go ahead.
Hey, you, get up out of there. Hey, get up. Come on.
What'd you get me up for?
I want to bet you $10 that you're not here. Hey, come on.
What's the matter with you?
I want to make you a bet. I'll bet you $10 that you're not here.
You want to bet me $10 that I'm not here?
That's right. A chance will make some money. Come on.
Okay.
All right, put it right here. Here's mine.
There you are.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Now I'm going to prove to you that you're not here.
Go ahead.
Now, you're not in Chicago, are you?
No, sir, but I got an anthem.
No. You're not in Chicago, are you?
No, sir.
And you're not in St. Louis?
No, sir.
And you're not in Philadelphia?
No, sir.
Now, if you're not in Chicago, and you're not in St. Louis, and you're not in Philadelphia, then you must be someplace else.
That's right.
And if you're someplace else, you're not here.
Yes. That's right.
Hey, give me back my money.
Who took your money?
That's my money.
Who took your
money? You did.
I took your money?
That's right.
Now, just a minute, big boy.
Yeah.
Didn't you say that I wasn't in Chicago?
That's right.
That I wasn't in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
And that I wasn't in St. Louis?
That's right.
Well, if I'm not in Chicago, St. Louis, or Philadelphia, I must be someplace else.
That's right.
Well, if I'm someplace else, I couldn't be here. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Well, if I'm not here, how could I take your money?
We're having all this fun together right here on The Jason Kirkman Show.